The promises of God are a critically important theme of the entire Bible. From the beginning to the end, that's often what it's all about. God makes promises to his creatures, and he is faithful and keeps those promises. Now, we talk about this all the time, the promises made to us of forgiveness, life, and salvation in Christ. But the season of Advent brings this to the forefront perhaps more than any other time, because Advent is all about recalling the promises God made long ago, and how they have been fulfilled already, and will be fulfilled in the future. That's the focus of today's Old Testament reading from Jeremiah, the promise to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. I love the literal translation of these words. Jeremiah writes, "The days are coming in, declares the Lord, when I will raise up the good word that I have spoken to Israel and to Judah. I will raise up, I will establish the good word that I have spoken." The promise is literally the good word of God. And when this good word is established, it will be a righteous branch, a sprout to spring up for David. This reminds us of the similar image we get from Isaiah, the fresh young sprout coming out of the cut-off tree stump of Israel. These verses from Jeremiah come from a part of that book, chapters 30 through 33, that's called the Book of Comfort, or the Book of Consolation. Now, otherwise, Jeremiah's prophecy and writing, which is a pretty long book, is pretty much full of doom and gloom. In fact, he's sometimes been nicknamed the Weeping Prophet. He lived during the time of Jerusalem's fall to the Babylonian army and Israel's exile. He saw the destruction of the temple, the city, and everything good and beautiful that he had ever known. And yet, there is, right in the middle of the book, there is this glimpse of hope and comfort, the righteous sprout of the line of David. The temple is gone, the city is gone, the people are gone, and the promised land is now a distant memory. The tree has been cut down, and all that's left is the dead stump, a people in exile who feel abandoned by their God. Even from such a dead stump, from such a hopeless situation, from such a low point, God can do his work. He speaks a good word to his people about the future that he has in store for them. The days are coming. And that's Advent. That's what Advent means. Coming. Jeremiah spoke to the people in their own season of Advent, a time of reflection and repentance, as they considered their own sins as a nation that had led to the dreadful wrath of God, to the exile, to the condemnation. And yet, it was also a season of hope. They did repent and return to the Lord, and they prayed for deliverance. As the Israelites had prayed 1,000 years ago in Egypt for deliverance before the Exodus, they prayed again in Babylon for God's mercy. Jeremiah the prophet had words of hope as they waited, and our Advent also is a season of hope and of waiting. In those days, says the Lord, I will keep the promise that I made. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch, a sprout, to spring up for David. Now we know who that's talking about. Jesus, the Messiah, come from the line of David and an heir to David's throne. But he's not just another king to rule in Jerusalem, not another monarch to restore the fortunes of Israel and the worldly balance of power. The stump is not restored the way it once was. The fallen tree is not simply set back up and fastened into place. Something new has happened. Something new is growing out of the roots of the old. That's the way it is with everything that Jesus does. It's rooted in the old. It's deeply connected to the promises and the work of God going back hundreds and thousands of years. And yet, it's always new. It's always fresh. This is how it is with each of us. What God does for us in Christ right now, today, has its foundation in the work of God 2,000 years ago in Christ. And yet, it is always new and fresh. Every time a person is brought to faith, there is new life. Every morning we rise and remember our baptism, and there is new life. As we heard in the reading from Thanksgiving Eve last week, the mercies and the steadfast love of God are new every morning. It is always old, and yet it is always new. I have hope the same will happen for our congregation. We celebrated our 130th anniversary this year, a significant milestone for a church. But I have hope for the same freshness and vitality here, the new life that Christ brings that will continue to sprout and flourish and grow here. Over and over again, God works through strong old roots to bring new life. Today is the first year in the first day of the new year of the church's calendar, and again we find new life in the new year. Jeremiah and the exiles look forward to what God described. In those days, the branch of David will carry out justice and righteousness. Judah will be saved, Jerusalem will be secure, and God himself will put his name on them. That name is this: the Lord is our righteousness. They had the promise of God that they could trust and rely on in faith, and we have the same. We know the Messiah that to them was a distant promise. But just like them, we still wait in hope for the final fulfillment of the good word spoken to us. Our prayer in Advent is, as we sang, Savior of the nations, come. We too are in a kind of exile. Scripture speaks about faithful Christians as exiles who live in the world, but who truly belong to the eternal kingdom of Jesus. We are all foreigners, citizens of heaven, living abroad in the nations of this world. The people of Israel found themselves to be strangers in a strange land, in Egypt and in Babylon, and we find the same in the course of our lives in this world. New life has sprung up, and yet we wait to see it grow fully. There's another dead tree that sprouts forth new life. The good word of God was not just spoken by the prophets, but the word itself came down and was incarnate by the Virgin Mary and was made man. The good word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And that good word was crucified, nailed to a dead tree. From that dead tree of the cross, new life sprouts forth. The branch of David was nailed to the tree so that all of us dead branches could be grafted onto him and receive his life. And in this, the Lord is indeed our righteousness. Abraham believed God, and his faith was counted to him as righteousness. The righteous person shall live by faith. Faith in the promises of God, fulfilled in his Son Jesus, crucified and risen, ascended, and still eagerly awaited. He has come, and he will come again, and we are caught in the in-between time. Jeremiah looks forward in those days, and now those days are here, and yet there is still more to come. The season of Advent is a season of waiting, of watching, of hoping. Not waiting for Christmas, as if the baby in the manger comes back to earth year after year, but while we remember that Christmas birth, we are still waiting for the King, the branch of David, in all his justice and righteousness. The Israelites of Jeremiah's day waited for God's good word to come. They were able to leave Babylon and to return to Jerusalem, rebuilding the city and the temple. And yet, the line of David was never restored. Centuries later, the descendants of David were ordinary people. Joseph and Mary, so far from living like royalty, that they even struggled to find a place for the night when the baby was coming. The stump of David had fallen about as far as it could fall, its royalty only a distant memory, when the righteous branch sprouted in a manger. Something new had come. He is a new king, the new David, whose kingdom is spiritual and will last forever. He is a new priest, not like the Old Testament priests offering sacrifices day after day in the temple, but offering himself once for all sins and for all sinners. He is a new prophet, not the old prophets like Jeremiah who spoke the good words of God on behalf of God, but the one who is the good word of God in the flesh. In Jeremiah's day, the old covenant that God had made with his people had been broken. The people were faithless and lost. In Christ, God makes a new covenant that is sealed with his own blood, and he invites all people and all nations to join him. In Christ, everything that happens is new, and he makes everything new, giving life and hope. Jeremiah writes to us in this book of comfort, and he reminds us that the Lord is our righteousness. Indeed, he is. Christ the Lord, born of the Virgin in Bethlehem, the city of David, and laid in the manger. Christ the Lord, who receives the praise of heaven and earth, as he was greeted in Jerusalem, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven, and glory in the highest." The branch of David has come. We know him by faith. By faith, we wait until we see him with our own eyes. Each of our Old Testament readings through this time of Advent point us to the different names and, we could even say, the job descriptions of the awaited Messiah. Today, we see the one who is just and righteous, the one who makes us righteous. As we continue, we hear more from the prophets about the one who has come and who is still coming, who will come in the future. And from these promises, then and now, we know his comfort and his consolation to us throughout our days of exile, waiting and watching in hope. May the peace of God, the peace that our Lord brings, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord as we wait and watch. Amen.